This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
And then it says he'll take me into glory. What does that mean? That you never, listen carefully, this is really important, you never have a moment where you are out of the hand of God. The hand of God is on your life, he's counseling you, you die, and then he takes you into glory. The Bible in the New Testament makes an inference that the angels are involved in taking people or escorting people to heaven. I like that thought myself. You don't die alone. Even the person who dies alone doesn't die alone, because the Gospels imply that the angels of heaven actually escort the person to the presence of God. When you read the parable of Lazarus, that is intimated strongly, that the angels of God are involved in our death. Let me close with this story. Some of you are fans of Chuck Swindoll. You listen to him on the radio, or you have over the years. You've read his books. He talks about the loss of his father, the death of his father. He said, "Last night I said goodbye, and I'm still trying to believe it. You'd think it would be easy since his illness persisted for more than 3 years. How well I remember the Sunday he suffered that first in a series of strokes right while I was preaching. God granted him several more years to teach many of us to appreciate the things that we tend to take for granted. My father leaves in his legacy a well-marked Bible that I treasure, a series of feelings that I need to deepen my roots, and my father leaves 1,000 memories that comfort me as I replace denial with acceptance and praise. I await the opening of heaven's gate in the not-too-distant future. So do other Christians who await Christ's return. Most of them anticipate hearing the soft strum of a harp or the staccato blast of a trumpet. Not me. I will hear the nostalgic whine of a harmonica held in the hands of a man who died last night. Or did he? The memories are as fresh as the morning sunrise." What was it that gave Chuck Swindoll hope in the midst of losing his father? One word: promise. Promise. "You will counsel me all through my life, and then you take me to glory." He's the one who gives us eternal life. All the promises of God are answered with an affirmative in Christ Jesus. The Lord says, "I'll lead the blind in paths that they can't even imagine. I'll give them light as they go away." Here's your choice today: believe in yourself or believe the promises of God. Here's your choice today: believe in the system or believe in the promises of God. Here's your choice: believe in everything that man can do or believe in everything God has done and will do in the future. Everything in life boils down to promises kept and promises broken. Joshua said, "Not one of the Lord's good promises failed." Not one of them failed. That's true for the four that I read. It's true for the four that I read, that the Lord wants to counsel you, guide you, and then do what? Take you to glory to be with Him. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for the word today. What a powerful lesson from Joshua, that not one of your good promises failed. And that's true with the promises we claim today, that all of the promises are answered with an affirmative in Christ. That you do promise us eternal life. That you do offer guidance and wisdom in our lives. You light our path. You lead the blind. That's every man, every woman, every young person in this room. We're all blind without you. Remind us of that today. And also, the bottom line is you counsel us and then you take us to glory. That's the summary statement of life and death. Lord, if there are people that need to come in this service to give their lives to you, I pray for your blessing, your empowerment upon their lives to come and make that decision public. If people need prayer, whatever the needs are, bless people as they come.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.